Now he goes on in verse 10, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. Now, this is a very strong statement here. It actually means defilements, in the defilements of uncleanness. This is a picture, actually, of those that are really like, well, as we're going to see, they're like animals, but they are those that delight in that which is vulgar, that which is vile, that which is vicious. They relish it. And we are told here that they despise government. Now, I don't believe, as so many of the commentators I've read have said, that it means government down here. I have reason to believe, since this word occurs so few times in the Word of God, that it really means dominion. And we'll find it again in the 8th verse of Jude. It was back in Ephesians. And it had to do there with spiritual governments. And actually, it is those that despise that which is spiritual. That is, that which is above us, that which God has ordained above us, the angels, and the way God is running His universe. These are the ones that ask God to damn everything under the sun. They are not pleased, apparently, with anything. And not only that, presumptuous are they. And that, by the way, means they are daring. They're daredevils. They don't mind blaspheming. It makes them feel expansive and big to use language like that. Presumptuous are they. Self-will. That is, they are going to do their own thing. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, and the word here for dignities is actually glories. That is, they speak evil of that which is sacred, that which is holy today. Isn't it interesting that men take God's name in vain? They don't take a city's name in vain, or their boss's name in vain, or some person they hate, they don't take their name in vain. But to take God's name in vain. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities, glories, this order that God has established in His universe. Now he says, verse 11, whereas angels who are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Now, these are lifted up, you see, with pride. And they do something that angels don't dare do. Now, when we get over to the little epistle of Jude, you'll find out that he gives a specific instance there, that when Michael was disputing with Satan about the body of Moses, you see, the devil didn't want Moses to appear later on in the promised land. So there was some dispute, and God buried Moses, the body of Moses. And we're told that Michael would not bring against him a railing accusation, but he just said, the Lord rebuke you. And again, here is a spirit that today we need to manifest. And that is a spirit of humility in the sense we are turning all of this over to God. It's pride that causes us to speak as we do. And when I hear someone today, even a Christian, talking about the devil and ridiculing him and calling him names, I'll say this, Michael the archangel wouldn't do that. And if he is exalted as he is, wouldn't do it. A little man down here needs to be very careful. We're going to have more to say about that when we get to Jude.